各位弟兄姊妹平安
，Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
上个礼拜在台湾呢，有一件很大的事情发生。
Last week there was a really significant event that happened in Taiwan.
有一些弟兄姊妹大概回去投票了。
Some brothers and sisters probably went back to Taiwan to vote.
我也投了我的票。
I also voted.
Spiritually.
Spiritually.
因为我那时候在泰国教课，所以没有去台湾。
Because at the time I was in Thailand, so I was not able to go to Taiwan.
投票了以后呢，其实我不是在这里要发表任何的政治的理念。
After voting, I'm not trying to state my political view.
我也不会去表达我任何的政治的理念。
Yeah, I will not present my political view.
但是你知道这个每一次投票了以后呢，就会有一些社会的很奇怪的现象发生。
But however, after an election, there's always some significant incident that happened to society.
因为在选前的时候呢，就会有一些对立的现象。
Because even before the election, there will be the oppositions.
每一个人呢，因为自己的政治的理念不同呢，就会有一些跟对方政治理念不同呢，就会有一些 argument。
So there would be argument between people who have different political views.
甚至于丈夫跟妻子之间，两个人投的这个对象是不一样的。
Maybe even between husbands and wife if they support different candidates.
然后父母跟孩子们呢，这个所投票的对象是不一样的。
Or maybe the parents and the children support different candidates.
那你知道这个投了票以后应该就没事了吧？
You would think that after election, everything would be fine.
但是这一次投票呢，就产生一些事情发生了。
However, in this particular election, there were a lot of conflict that happened.
很明显的是世代的对立。
So it's a conflict between generations.
那些做父母的投的是一个政党的代表，另外这些孩子们投的是另外一个政党的代表人。
Because maybe the parents voted for one particular party and the children voted for the opposing party.
那选前吵架是正常的。
So before election they are fighting, that's normal.
结果这个选完又，你知道发生什么事情吗？
But do you know what happened after election?
这些有一些做爸爸妈妈的就把他们那个孩子赶出去了。
Some parents, they kick out their kids.
说你现在不要住我家里了。
Don't live here anymore.
你不是我的政党的。
You're not my family.
我不晓得你会不会也是做同样的事情，如果你是这个做爸爸妈妈。
I don't know if you would do that if your parents.
但是我们在这里看见这样子的一种这个不但是所谓的政治理念的族群的分裂，也是两代之间的这个分裂。
So not just a division between the different parties and also division between generations.
今天早上我们在主日学里面谈到这个 DISC 这种个性的特质的时候，我们看见人跟人之间也有很多可能不一样的地方。
So this morning during adult Sunday school, we talked about DISC, the different personality in people, and so we also talked about differences between.
所以在所有的关系里面都是会有差异的。
So in interpersonal relationship, there's always going to be some conflict.
Differences,
differences
不一样的地方
differences.
也有可能会产生 conflicts, 没错的，就是我有一些冲突的问题。
So it may cause conflict.
但是如何处理这些问题？
But how do you confront this kind of differences?
上次我们用到这个马太福音，我们上次已经读了马太福音第十八章，从第十五节到二十节，我们已经看见了第一步应该如何的来去除这个人跟人之间的彼此的怨恨，能够达到和好的地步。
In the last sermon, we talked about Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 to 20, and talks about interpersonal relationship, how you can get along with other people.
第一个步骤，那个 how 的第一个步骤就是私底下要去跟对方谈这个问题。
So the first step is how to privately fix a wrong.
所以在第十五节的地方，我们这个是复习哈。十五节的地方，耶稣就告诉他的门徒说：“若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。”
So in verse 15, it says, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you.
那在这个地方我们看见他主耶稣继续的讲，他若，这个若这个字是我们上面讲到是第三类的条件句，是可以达到的这个可能的这个假设。
But this is a condition, if.
是可以达到的。
It is something that can be achieved.
啊，所以可以达到的情况之下，那你们就能够这个回到和好这个地境界里头。
So if you are able to achieve this, then you will be able to reconcile.
所以同弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这个，我就设计这样的一个流程图。若是他听你的，这样的一个可能性所产生的结果，最后来到第十九节，他讲主耶稣讲到就能够同心合意，那个就是合一，就是和好。
So I created a graph that if your brother is willing to listen to you, then you are able to reconcile, and then you are able to have unity again.
所以我们看见这个红色的是他若愿意听你的情况之下，就能够达到和好合一的地步。
If you see the red, the arrow and the parentheses in red, that means if your brother is willing to listen.
可是在不愿意听你的情况之下呢？
However, if your brother is not willing to listen,
还记得吗？我们这一次讲，上一次是讲 why， 在马太福音第五章的地方，为什么我们要和好？但是在马太福音第十八章这个地方讲的是 how， 一个一个步骤的能够达到和好的地步。所以第一步，私底下要跟他和好。
So last time we talked about why we need to reconcile. This time we're going to talk about how, and there are steps that you take.
所以第二步，如果他不愿意听你的情况，是这个黑色的地方。
So if your brother is not willing to listen to you,
这个就进入到我们今天要讲的正要开始的这个部分，讲到那如何来做呢？
Then what should we do?
啊。这里我们继续来看第十六节的地方。
So let's look at verse 16, Matthew 18, 16.
在第十六节的地方，主耶稣很清楚地教导他的门徒，他若不听的情况，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都定准了。
But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses.
所以在这里又再次的出现听或者是不听的两个可能性。
So we have here two conditions. One is listen, the other condition is not listen.
所以我们看见横向的这个红色的是，如果他听的时候会什么样的情况？
So the red arrow points to if your brother does listen.
但是黑色的这个部分呢，是如果不听的是什么样的情况？
The black arrow points to what happens if your brother doesn't listen.
但是我们先来看为什么需要两三个人，这么多人，广东话叫八婆的去帮忙哈。
But let's see why we need two, three witnesses in Cantonese, say, you know,
八婆
eight ladies, busybodies, busybodies. Thank you, busybodies.
其实他们不是八婆。
Actually, they are not busybodies.
其实他们是和事佬来的。
Because they are actually the what?
和事佬。
Peacemakers. Thank you.
所以他们是要为了这个和平的缘故来做这个和事佬。
They want to achieve peace.
因为当两个人有问题的时候，有冲突的时候呢，是像这种情况呢，大家看见了没有？
If you look at the picture, when there's conflict, you see that.
像其实像两只犀牛一样的就对在那里。
Like two rhinos, horn to horn.
啊，有一个例子是最近呢，在香港有一个两个演员啊，他们呢为了他们的这个在香港的这个问现状啊，就不同的看法，就在一个辩论，这个是相当热门，很多人点击去看。弟兄姊妹，如果你有兴趣，也可以去听听看他们讲什么。
There are two actors in Hong Kong. They have different points of view about some certain event that happened in Hong Kong, and so they are very, very, very opposite views, and they, you know, like almost fighting that kind of thing. And if you're interested, you can check it out.
这两个演员，一个叫做陈百祥的，一个叫做杜文哲的。
So the two actors, one is 白香禅 and the other one is Wenzhou Du. I don't know their English name. So.
但是呢，其实我不是在乎他们的立场到底是怎么样的一个情况。
So I'm not concerned about where each of them stand.
重点是他们在这个辩论的过程当中啊，其中一个比较年轻的，你们看见他的脸部表情像犀牛一样，有没有？
The point is that especially the younger one, if you can see his expression, it's like a
facial expression.
Facial expression is like that of that rhino with the horn pointing.
你知道？讲到最后他激动的时候他怎么说呢他说这个就是为什么香港人那么多人讨厌陈百祥其实这个翻成中文是比较缓和的翻译的
Actually, and he got so emotional, he said, this is why everybody in Hong Kong hates Mr. Chen.
其实刚才Ingrid 姊妹翻译的那个 hate 是对的因为在他的广东话里面叫憎恨就是很憎恨。
Hate.
所以他不是用翻成好听一点叫讨厌的，你们看见没有
？It's not just dislike, it's hate.
你们看见没有？当两人在那里想办法在，在虽然他们想要沟通自己的看法意见，可是有时候我们会到达一个地步，开始做人身攻击。
Even though they have different opposing views and they want to express it, but sometimes they get so emotional that you get to the point of attacking another person.
你知道，人身的攻击跟表达你自己的看法是很大的差别。
There's a difference between expressing your view and attacking somebody.
因为当你在沟通的时候，当你攻击到对方的时候，就会破坏那个关系。
Because if you attack someone, you will hurt your relationship.
所以在这个争论的节目里头啊，就有一个主持人坐在那里，就低头不语的让他们去那里吵了。
So there's a moderator there, and she just lower her head and let them fight.
为什么？因为他没有办法去处理这样的问题。
Because she didn't know what to do.
但是严格讲起来，这个两三个人必须为了和平的目的，为了和好的目的，要帮助这两个人如何来学习沟通。
So the two witnesses need to help the two parties, opposing parties, to come to peace.
这个就是为什么在商业界或者是在国际的纠纷里头，有所谓的 arbitration 这个仲裁跟那个 mediation 是不一样的。
So that's why in the business world and world of laws,
international
matters, matters that you have the different, you have two solutions. One is arbitration, and the other is mediation.
那个所谓的仲裁，其实是在关系紧张的情况之下，可能是达到完全没有分裂的情况。OK， 好了，如果这个问题没办法解决，对方应该赔多少？这个是在这样的一个情况之下，所谓的仲裁。
So the arbitration refers to, you know, if two parties are not able to come to a solution, and then they maybe come to some kind of before they come to a litigation, they come to some agreement.
但是所谓的调解，这个 mediation 是不一样的，是为了要达到这两方能够有和好的关系，再恢复到那个和好的关系，以这个为前提去做的所谓的 mediation 就是。
But mediation is different. They're trying to help the two parties to come to maintain their relationship and come to a resolution. The other one is a kind of binding, kind of breaks the relationship.
所以需要两三个人一起去做见证。
That's why you need to have two to three witnesses.
而且这两三个人不是随便的人。
And not just anybody.
这两三个人必须是在教会里面做带领的工作的。
These witnesses need to be leaders within the church.
因为他带着权柄要来帮助这两方能够达到和好的境界。
Because these witnesses, they represent the church to help the two parties to come to peace.
好。那我们在假设大家看见吗这个 红色的部分出现了当他愿意听的情况之下我们看见那个最后达到的境界就在第十九节的地方所讲到的那个同心合一出现了那个和好出现了那个合一出现了
So if you look at the red arrows if the brother is willing to listen then they will be able to reconcile and then be able to come to a peace so renewal and
unity.
Unity.
所以我们在这里看见，这个就是为什么主耶稣在第十九节的地方，他讲得非常的清楚。他说：“我又告诉你们，你们若是中间那个若又再次的出现，这个若同样的也是与事实相符的，可以达到的。我们若你们若中间有两个人在这地上同心合意，那个合一的产生是可以成。”可以成就的。
That's why in verse 19 it says, Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, so notice it's two, and if they agree,
而且是可以达到的这个可能性。
And this is something that can be achieved.
所以当这两方愿意再次的回到和好合一的这个状态，彼此同意的时候，那这个时候就是神的意念他所要达到的境界。
When two of them willing to achieve unity and come to agreement, that is what God wants.
但是他如果不听呢？
If your brother doesn't listen,
这个就来到第三步了。
Then you have to go to step number
3. 还记得吗？我们这两个主日讲的都是 how。
Remember these two Sunday preachings we talk about how.
前面两个主日讲到的是 why。
The previous sermon talks about why.
为什么？
Why?
但是现在是讲如何来做。
Now we talk about how.
所以第三步我们来看那怎么来做。
Let's see how.
在第十七节的地方我们继续来看。
Let's look at verse 17.
在这个地方第十七节我们看见主耶稣很清楚地告诉他的门徒说若是不听他们这他们指的就是这两三个人他要来达到这个和好的境界帮助他们可是如果不听的情况之下就告诉教会若是不听教会就看他像外邦人和税吏一样
So if he refuses to listen to them then referring to the witnesses two three witnesses tell it to the church and if he refuses to listen even to the church treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector
在这个地方红字的这个不听这个字啊是在原文的意思就是拒绝听从或者是不服从的意思。
The word not listen in the red word, in the Greek word, it actually means disobey, refuse.
还记得我刚才讲了吗？这两三个人不是阿猫阿狗啊。
Remember these two witnesses, they're just not just anybody.
他们是教会的权柄代表人。
They are leaders in the church.
On behalf of God.
On behalf of God,
代表神来帮助他们处理这个问题。
To represent God to help them to take care to handle this matter.
所以当中有一方不听的时候，就是他拒绝听从，他不顺服。
If there's one party that refuses to listen and just doesn't want to follow or obey,
在不听的情况之下呢，耶稣告诉他的门徒说，就告诉教会。
So Jesus told them, in this condition, then you need to tell it to the church.
在这时候教会如何来做？
So what should the church do?
教会开始必须要大家一起参与在这个里头，帮助这两方能够和好。
See, the entire church have to get involved and help the two parties to come to peace.
在这地方讲到的若不听教会要带他向外邦人税吏等一下我们会解释但是我们看见这两个教这个两个重要的名词同样出现教会那到底在这地方那个教会的观念是什么
So you see the word church repeated two times and what exactly does it mean by the church in the two different phrases
这个第十七节的两次出现的教会这个字眼跟马太福音第十六章第十八节所讲到那个教会是同一个字
So this church mentioned in verse 17 is the same church mentioned in verse 18
但是我们看见那个教会在整个神学观里面前面第十我们刚才所读的第十七节不听教会的那个教会跟第十六章第十八节那个教会这两个字是不一样的一个层次
So if you see in verse 17 the first time the word church is mentioned and the church mentioned in verse 18 is different
因为这个非常重要
It's very important.
我们看见在第十六章，耶稣基督所讲到，告诉彼得那个教会建立在这个磐石上，是讲到基督的身体是普世的教会啊。
What's mentioned, the church mentioned in verse 18 that Peter, he's the rock, built my church. That church is the body of Christ.
用英文讲是 universal
church. It's the universal church.
它是一个整体的这个大公教会。
It's a church as a whole body.
但是我们今天在第十八节所看到的是一个 local church, 一个地方的教会。
But actually what we see here in verse 17, it refers to a local church.
包括初代的教会，那个耶路撒冷的教会，安提阿的教会，以弗所的教会，所罗门，哥罗西的教会。
Includes Jerusalem, Antioch, Ephesus, Colossus. Colossus.
那在香港有一个教会，你们知道有多少人？有一万多个人的教会，这个叫恩福教会的，它也是一个 local church.
There's a church in Hong Kong called... Yangfu Church. It has 10,000 members.
好比说我们自己 CSCBC 也是一个 local church.
And CSCBC is also a local church.
所以在这地方我们看见教育要参与在这个帮助两方和好的事情上头。
So you have the, so you talking, we refer here to the local church.
但是在这个情况之下，我们希望他能够听，这是很重要的。
But first of all, we want this brother to be willing to listen.
所以在这地方，我们又看见红线出现了。
That's、
红色的这个部分是在听的情况之下，最后再达到第十九节同心合意的境界。
So you see, the red arrow refers to if the brother listens, and the goal is to come to unity.
这个又再次的回到第十九节的地方，同心合意的这个境界。
So that would go back to verse 19, talking about, if two or three agree about anything, you have come to unity, you come to agreement.
现在问题来了。
Now we have problem.
如果不听呢？
What if he doesn't listen?
有没有这种可能性啊？
Is that possible?
我想是会有可能的。
Yes.
但是在这个情况之下，不听的情况之下，如何来做？耶稣基督怎么讲呢？
So what should we do under this situation? Jesus talks about that.
耶稣说了，
says,
大家注意听啊。
Jesus says,
但是大家千万不要误解，然后滥用 ，OK?
But don't misunderstand or use it out of context.
Or confused.
Or get confused.
不是 out of context. 在这个地方，若是不听，就看他像外邦人跟税吏，这个是很严重的一个状态。
It says, if he refuses to listen to them,
然后我
要怎么样？ So this is very serious.
要看他怎么样，像什么？外邦人跟税吏。
Then we are to treat him as a pagan or a tax collector.
但是很多人就解错了这段经文。
But many people misunderstand this phrase.
那到底什么是看他像外邦人跟税吏呢？
What does it mean to treat him as a pagan or a tax collector?
难道是把他踢出教会吗？
Is it mean to kick him out of the church?
这个就是为什么所谓的在天主教的里头呢，他们所谓的 excommunication 的这样的一个 practice.
That's kind of like excommunication within the Catholic Church.
其实不是这样的一个情况的。
Actually, it's not that kind of situation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神的意思不是要我们把他踢出教会。
So God, it's not God's will that we kick this brother out of the church.
因为这个不是神的心意。
This is not God's will.
如果是神的心意的话，那我们再回到前面，从第十二节到第十四节里头，我们看见那跟第十四节有冲突了。
Because if that's God's will, then it will be in conflict with verse 12 and verse 14.
记得吗？我们读圣经要上下文的来解释。
Because when we read the Bible, we need to look at the whole context.
第十四节主耶稣怎么说？我们一起来看第十四节。请弟兄姊妹们打开你的圣经。
Open up your Bible to Matthew chapter 18, verse 14.
我们一起来读马太福音第十八章第十四节的地方，就是我们刚才所读的第十五节的最往前看一节，这是非常靠近的经文，所以绝对在逻辑上不会有冲突的。
Okay, let's read verse 14.
第十四节，我们一起来读，请你们在天上的父也是这样，不愿意这小子里失上一个。请问弟兄姊妹们， 如果从这一节单看这一节，上帝的心意是要任何的人被踢出教会吗？
So if you after reading this verse, is it God's will that this brother be kicked out of the church?
我相信不是的。
Of course not.
因为他连外邦人税吏都希望他们能够回到神的面前，进入到教会，怎么可能在教会里面的要把他踢出去呢？
Because it's God's will that tax collector pagan come.To the church and to know Christ, it's not his will to kick a brother out of the church like a pagan or tax collector.
请问弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣如何对待税吏跟外邦人？
So let me ask you, brothers and sisters, how does Jesus treat pagans and tax collectors?
耶稣基督如何的对待税吏跟外邦人，我们就应该如何的来对待税吏跟外邦人。
The way Jesus treats Pagans and tax collectors is how we should treat pagans and tax collectors.
所以在这个过程里头，我们看见这里所谓的看他像税吏外邦人，其实不是把他赶出去，而是让他能够仔细的想想他自己到底所犯的这个问题、这个错误、这个所犯的这个罪是什么样一个情况，让他能够认真的来思考，能够最后达到悔改的地步。
So we really want it's not the purpose of it's not for the church to take punishment measure, but to give the offender a chance to listen carefully because this is the final stage of persuasion and he should be led to repentance.
但是你知道现在的教会没有人敢做这样的事情。
However, in today's church, nobody dare to do something like that.
因为我们没有人愿意去得罪任何的人。
Because nobody wants to offend anybody.
但是我们必须要就像。James Dobson 所讲的 Dr. James Dobson 说我们要勇于管教，这个非常重要。 Dare to discipline.
We need to do what James Dobson says. We need to dare to discipline.
因为这个是我们现在教会最缺乏的部分。
Because this is what we lack the most in church.
结果教会的内部自己不好好的处理这个问题，结果让教会的问题带到外面的法院来处理。
If you're not able to take care of this matter within the church and then you take it to court.
那我们继续看第十八节，他怎么讲？主耶稣怎么说？
Let's look at verse 18 and see what Jesus says.
教会应当如何来做？
What should the church do?
在第十八节，我们一起带，请同弟兄姊妹们一起来读第十八节，好不好？请，我实在告诉你们。凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。那我们再继续呀。
I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
请问在这里我们看见捆绑什么
？Okay, let's what are we binding here?
我记得我们现在 在大力推行礼拜晚上的祷告会，对不对
？So we are implementing the Friday night prayer meetings.
有没有进步啊？有哈，对，段长老说有。
And there's some improvement.
他很仔细的每个礼拜晚上在观察，他是 C type 的。
Brother Ben has been observing.
啊，有进步。
Yes.
我们祷告有进步。
That there's improvement that we have been praying more.
这个就是耶稣基督告诉我们要祷告的内容。
So this is what Jesus tells us to pray.
但是我们捆绑什么是很重要。
So what is it that we're binding?
是捆绑人吗？
Is it people?
我想不是的。
No.
啊，因为在这地方这讲到的那个捆绑跟释放，讲的那个内容是讲到事情，不是讲到人，这个特别的人。
So it's not, the binding is not binding people, it's binding something, the matter, it's a condition.
那个 matter 就是罪。
And that matter is sin.
所以在这个过程当中，我们要对付的是罪，而不是人。
So what we are facing here is sin, not people in particular.
啊，举个例子啊，这是最近，这是今年，去年刚发生的事情。
So this is something that happened recently.
你们知道在这个去年的时候二月份的时候在纽约州通过的一个所谓的积极的堕胎法案吗？
So last year in February the state of New York passed a law of late term abortion allowing it to become legal.
啊，你们看见这个 纽约州长这个库莫在那里签字，有没有？
You can see on the photo that Governor Cuomo was signing it into law.
因为他签署了这个法案，表示他也同意了。
Because he signed this into law, it means he agreed with it.
So what he is trying doing is being politically right, 对不对？
What he said.
他想要怎么样做一些事情来讨好人。
He's trying to please people.
为什么？
Why?
因为他如果不签，大家会觉得这些你们看见后面那些人在微笑，有没有？
You see those people standing behind him all smiling.
他们在很 happy 的在那里看着州长签这个法案。
They're so happy that the governor is signing this into a law.
如果州长说我不签，
What if the governor says I'm not going to sign this?
你觉得那些人的脸上的表情会变成怎么样？
What kind of expression do you think will be on those faces?
但是重点是，州长 Cuomo 是天主教徒。
But the key point is that Governor Cuomo is a professed Catholic.
所以在那个同时，天主教的这个官方的出版文物里头，就发给这个纽约州长 Cuomo 有一封信，公开信。
So the Catholic Church actually sent a letter kind of publicly to Governor Cuomo.
这个主教叫做奥尔巴尼的这个主教就对这个州长提出质疑。
Oh yeah, so it's by this, he's a bishop, I think, and he is personally writing to Governor Cuomo.
他说虽然你最近在州情，在所谓的州情咨询，就是在州的那个法，州的这个会议里头，你公开的引用你自己的天主教的信仰，他是在公开的政治的场合发表他的天主教的信仰哦。
So he said, Governor Cuomo, you have openly declared, you know, in public that you are a Catholic.
而且把他的信仰告诉大家了。
And tell people of your faith.
而且他还讲说我们应该支持教宗方济。
And even say that we need to support Pope Francis, I think, or Franciscan Church.
Pope, 他是一个教宗来的哈。
Pope Francis, yeah.
他继续在这个信里面他说，你现在却倡导极端的堕胎法案，背离了我们教宗和教会的教导。
Yeah, you are advocating very extreme a law which goes against our Catholic Church and its teachings.
所以他继续讲说，如果人认清这个事实，认识到这个法案，这个所谓的积极的堕胎的法案的影响的时候，他们会震惊的无比。
So if people know of this fact, then and that they would be
They will be realized. And they,、
yeah.
they will be shocked extremely. 就是很震惊啊。
The people, you know, Catholics, they were shocked of this.
因为到那时候要挽救无数的人失去生命，或者是无数的女性陷于终身的遗憾，那个时候就太晚了。
So that a lot of...maybe a lot of women will, you know, by the time that they are able to realize what they have done, will be too late.
这种影响只不过是暂时的。
This kind of influence is just temporary.
因为这些人，你们看见这些照片里面的人吗？
You see the people in the picture.
他们在签法案的时候很开心，笑得很开心。
You see that when they're signing this law, they are very happy.
但是他们将来在上帝的面前，你觉得他们笑得出来吗？
But if they one day have to stand before God, do you think they are able to smile?
所以我们在这里看见，当我们跟对方的意见不同，不是说 Governor Cuomo 你是个坏蛋。
So when in this situation we see that there are differences in opinion, when it's the point is not to say Governor Cuomo you are a bad person.
那个是人身的攻击。
Because you are attacking that person.
但是如果我们把他所做的错的事情讲出来，这个不是人身的攻击。
However, if you speak of the wrong that person has done, you are not attacking that person.
耶稣基督自己也是这样子的，对那些税吏外邦人讲话的。
Jesus also confronted those pagans and tax collectors this way.
如果他愿意在听我们的，那我们看见那个所产生的结果，就是再回到第十九节里面讲的那个同心合意。
So if your brother is willing to listen, then we be able to reconcile and come back to unity.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们把刚才的那些流程图仔细的把它整合起来，是变成这个样子了。
So if we look at the graph and compile it, this is what it will look like.
你们看见了没有？
Do you see?
一开始发生的时候是在第几节啊？
So,
那个不同意或者是有一些纷争的时候，在第十五节的地方。
So conflict started in verse 15.
那个是在最左上角的地方。
So that's on the upper left hand corner.
但是如果照着这个流程听与不听，你们看见没有？
So if you go down the black boxes of not listening,
我们盼望那个最终极照主耶稣的教导，应该是来到第十九节的地方能够达到合一，因为每一次的过程都盼望能够达到那个地步。
So if according to Christ's teaching, the goal is to reach unity.
你们看见这个第十五节跟第十九节有什么样的差别吗？
Do you see what's the difference between verse 15 and verse 19?
第十五节说产生的结果是纷争。
So in verse 15, the result is division and dispute, disturbance.
但是第十九节是合一，是 unity。
However, in verse 19, it's unity.
这个就是为什么耶稣基督在继续在我们看见在第二十节的地方，他告诉我们说，两三人奉我的名聚会，我就与他们同在，我就在他们当中。
That's why Jesus says in verse 20, for where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them.
什么是奉主耶稣基督的名在那里聚会？
What does it mean?In Jesus' name.
我们看见在很多的每一次的主日崇拜，主席都会想说，我们现在奉耶稣基督的名在这里聚会。
So oftentimes during worship or even fellowship, we say in Jesus' name.
但是什么是在基督里面 in Jesus' name 奉主的名聚会？
What does it mean to meet together in Christ?
再回到刚才那个图。
Let's go back to that chart.
大家看见了没有？我们很清楚地看见，如果我们是奉主的名的聚会，就应该要按着神的心意，在那里同心合意，一致地来完成他的旨意。
Because if we worship together in Jesus' name, then we should worship in unity.
这是非常重要的。
It's very important.
所以我们再回到刚才，上两次讲的为什么要和好。
So let's go back to what we talked about last time. Why do we need to reconcile?
那个是在第五章的地方。
It's in verse 5.
重点不是谁对谁错。
The key is not whether who is right or who is wrong.
谁先谁后。
Or who's first, who's last. That's not the key.
所以我们在这里看见，先去和弟兄和好，在第五章二十四节，那个是神的心意，要我们自己去开始去做。
It's in Matthew 5:24. That's the key. First, go and be reconciled to your brother.
再回到我们刚才开始讲到的，这些做父母的，因为不同的这个政治理念，把自己的孩子赶出门。
Let's go back to the first case we talked about, where the different political view of parents and children. The parent kicked the kids out of their homes.
我不晓得我们在座的有人会这样子做吗
？I don't know if there are anybody here who would do that.
我不晓得哈，但是你也不要举手，我会做。
Don't raise your hand.
但是我要告诉你，如果照我以前的这个做事的方法，我会做。
However, I need to tell you, if I were to do things like the way I used to do, I probably would do that.
我会把我的儿子赶出去。
I probably would kick my son out.
因为他小的时候也被我赶出去过。
Because when he was young, I actually did kick him out once.
因为他做了坏事。
Because he did something terrible.
And I kicked him out.
And I kicked him out.
那个时候他还小，所以就在我们家的房子外面绕。
He was still young. He was just circling around our house.
他连那个两公尺的距离都不敢超越。
He's not even dare to go past to be away from the home or to.
然后他的妹妹们、他的姐姐们、他的妈妈们是很有爱心的。
But their mom and their sister. His mom and his sister was very patient.
Lovely.
Were lovely
and compassionate and merciful.
Compassionate, merciful, and patient.
所以呢，他们就从二楼偷偷的放食物下来给他吃。 中餐我不给他吃在外面。
So they snuck out food from second floor.
就这样慢慢的，然后就掉那个好喝的水啊，汽水啊 ，lunch 就给他吃了。
They snuck out food and hung it on a string and fish it down to where he was outside.
我都看在眼里。
From the second story, and I saw it too.
大家看见这张照片了吗？
Do you see this picture?
这是这个去年十一月我在运动的时候，我看见一个很可爱的男孩子，看见没有？这个我当时拍下来的。
I took this last November. I saw this cute little boy.
当我看见这个男孩子的时候，就想到我的儿子。
When I saw him, I thought of my son.
然后我就把这个照片 text 给我的儿子。
And I texted this photo to my son.
然后在 text 里面，我就告诉我的儿子说 ，I love you.
And then I said in the text, I love you.
他也回我说 ，I love you too.
And he replied, I love you.
但是这个不是 cliche， 这个不是彼此之间的打招呼。
This is not a cliche.
因为我在他的面前承认，跟他认罪，跟他请求他赦免我，曾经我这样子的对待他。
Because I.Confess to him that I did that to him once.
甚至在那个我们的 text 里头，我说我看见这个男孩子，我想到你 ，and I miss you, my son. 虽然他天天在我们家住啊，每天就带两个便当去上课。
And when I saw this photo, you know, I thought of him, and then I text him, I love you, my son. I miss you. And then even though at the time he was staying at home,
他现在还在我们家住，也是
带两个便当。He's still staying at home, and he still takes lunch from home.
我的朋友甚至建议他说，你两个便当可以卖一个赚钱的。
My friend, he took two lunches, and my friend suggests, oh, maybe one lunch you can sell it.
我说我在同一个时间 text 这个照片给他说，我说我爱你，而且我想到你小时候。
And when I text this photo to him, I said, I love you, and I thought of you when you were little.
虽然我以前已经跟他有这样子的一个和好的动作，但是我当时我说，我还是要请你原谅我，因为我那个时候不晓得如何表达我对你的爱。
Even though I already made peace with my son, but I still had to tell him, you know, that at the time when I kicked him out, that I didn't know how to express my love.
为什么我会把他赶出去呢？
Why would I kick him out?
因为我的爸爸也是这样对我的。
Because that's how my dad treated me.
I'm not joking.
What is it?
This is the only way I know how to treat my son, 在那个时候。
That was the only way I knew how to treat my son at the time.
因为我的爸爸也是这样对待我。
Because that's how my father treated me.
但是我慢慢地学习到如何做一个父亲的时候，
But however, I learned slowly how to become a father.
我从神的身上，从主耶稣基督上学习到如何做一个父亲的时候。
I learned from Jesus himself how to be a father.
那个时候的对待可能就是不一样了。
Then my treatment to my son is different.
弟兄姊妹们，还记得这张图吗？
Brother and sister, do you remember this?
这是我上次放给大家看的一个 slide.
A slide that I showed you last time.
我说教会的巅峰期是不一定的。
So I say the peak of a church is different.
还记得我上次讲的第一周年，我盼望弟兄姊妹们能够同心合意的来兴旺福音，合一是教会必须要达到的境界。
So it's my wish that the church achieve unity.
那是一周年的时候，我在这里主日讲道所讲的。
That was the first time.That I came preaching here.
Not first time. The first anniversary.
Anniversary.
教会的，你们记得吗？还记得那一次吗
？First anniversary.
但是如果教会在有纷争的时候，弟兄姊妹们，教会有纷争的情况之下，那个 peak 那个巅峰期马上就 drop 下来了。
However, if there's division in the church, then that peak of unity would drop immediately.
但是如何能够帮助让教会永远在这个巅峰期呢
？How do we help the church to maintain that peak of peace?
因为这个生命的周期是有可能就像这样子的一个情况，会有进入到 slope 往下滑的情况。
Maybe it's possible we enter into that situation. The graph that it's a depression that's kind of like going down slope.
要怎么样能够持续在那个巅峰期
？How can we maintain that peak?
如何能够借着更新来持续这个巅峰期？
How do we achieve unity by renewing ourselves?
根据我的研究，根据我的观察，合一是唯一的办法。
According to my observation, unity is the only way.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要看见我们是一个家。
Brother and sister, we need to see ourselves as a family.
我们需要在合一的状态里面，虽然我们有可以有不同的意见，但是在这个过程当中，我们不要有纷争。怎么样的能够彼此的协调，彼此的有很好的沟通，达到合一的境界，让教会永远在这个巅峰期一直不断的更新，那是非常重要的。
We need to maintain unity. We need to have good communication so that we can maintain that unity and we can go up and then maintain that and go forward.
我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的天父，我们再次的感谢你，因着你的爱。使我们能够来到你的面前，能够使无论是外邦人是犹太人都能够两下合为一体。我们也求主你在这个事情上让教会同心合意的临在我们的当中，来引领我们，使我们在任何的境况，虽然有很多不同的意见、不同的看法、很多的差异，但是求主帮助我们要挪去那一切的纷争搅扰，使我们能够在主的面前能够彼此的相接纳，彼此的相扶持，能够彼此的帮补，叫我们的教会能够达到合一的境界，使我们的教会能够日日更新，每一天都能够在主的面前能够在改变的工作，让教会一直持续在这个巅峰的状态。我们知道靠着我们自己我们没有办法办到，但是当我们奉主的名来在这里聚集的时候，主你在我们的当中做主掌王权的时候，这个情况必定能够做到。我们求主你帮助我们能够学习舍己的在你的面前，帮助我们能够放下自己的意见，能够在弟兄姊妹之间能够彼此的相扶持。我们再次的感谢你，让我们也知道当我们有软弱的时候有弟兄姊妹的扶持。求主也在这个时候让我们有一个彼此和好的心，在主的面前能够继续的为神的国度来同心合意的来兴旺福音。我们感谢你让我们的教会能够做一个合一的见证，让世人看见，将荣耀归给你，使我们也得到那永远的好处。我们再次的将一切的荣耀归给你，这样的祈求祷告感恩都是奉靠我们救主耶稣基督得胜的圣名来求。